Good evening. My name is Stephen Tay. I'm the pastor here at Bethany, and I want to welcome you to a Bethany Christmas. Our celebration looks a little different this year, but we're excited to be able to share the joy of Christmas with you in a unique way. In addition to the lighting displays you'll see as you make your way around the building, we've also got a Christmas story we want to tell you. The story is broken into six scenes that you'll drive by. You'll see them on your left. At each scene, you'll see a sign with a number indicating which scene you're at. When you pull up next to that sign, hit the play button on this recording. The narration for that scene will play. At the end of the narration, you'll hear instructions to pause the recording until you see the next scene. In between scenes, we encourage you to tune in to the Q99.7 for Christmas music. You've gotten a couple pictures, and those pictures are from past building projects. Every year, we send a team to build a school for underprivileged kids in Latin America. At the end of this drive-through, we'll give you an opportunity to make a donation to that project. The drive-through is absolutely free, and any money you give will help us purchase materials to build that school. As you drive, please be aware of who's in front of you and who's behind you. Also, please turn off your headlights so that we can get the full effect of the Christmas lights and scenes. You can leave your running lights on. I want to thank you for joining us and thank all of the men and women, boys and girls who have put a great deal of effort into preparing for this event. Now, sit back, relax, keep your hands on that steering wheel, and enjoy a Bethany Christmas. Pause here until scene one.
Are Grandma and Grandpa really not coming for Christmas?
Not this year.
Because of COVID?
There are a lot of reasons, but that's one of them.
Are they afraid?
Maybe.
I hate being afraid. It doesn't feel like Christmas at all.
Well, we wouldn't be the first people to be afraid at Christmas.
Really?
I have a story right here about a little boy that was afraid on the very first Christmas.
Did they have COVID then too?
No, but they had lots of other things that they were scared of. Here, let me read you the story of Anthony, the shepherd boy. Anthony's parents had died, and he had gone to live with his uncle, who was a shepherd. Life was hard. They were poor, and being a shepherd was a lonely life for a little boy.
Pause here until scene two.
On this day, Anthony found himself in the village of Bethlehem, waiting for his uncle to collect supplies. The town was crowded with people from all over because of the census, and he looked with longing at the families that were traveling together. He missed his life with his mom and dad when he had felt safe and protected. Roman guards roamed the streets, and the villagers pushed and shoved him with shouts of, "Get out of the way, boy!
Get out of the way, boy.
Miserable beggar! Filthy shepherd! Move!" He looked around anxiously for his uncle, hoping they would leave soon and go back into the hillsides. He didn't much like being a shepherd, but it was better than being down here with all these people who seemed to hate him for reasons he didn't understand. Finally, his uncle was done, and they were able to go back to their sheep.
Pause here until scene three.
Later that night, on the hillsides of Bethlehem, Anthony and the other shepherds sat quietly guarding their sheep. Anthony sat very still as he listened for the telltale call of jackals or hyenas. Their howls in the middle of the night sent a chill up his spine. He tried to remember how safe he had felt when he had the four walls of his parents' home to protect him from the night. But his hunger and the fear of the dark crowded out all other thoughts from his mind. He hated being afraid, but he couldn't help it. He felt anger wash over him at the hopelessness he felt. He stared up at the moon and wished his life was different.
Pause here until scene four.
The stars moved across the sky, marking the time, as Anthony waited for the comfort of the dawn. Suddenly, the sky was filled with an unearthly light, and a huge, bright-winged being appeared. Anthony was terrified, but just as he was preparing to run, he heard the being say, Do not be afraid.
I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
As he watched, spellbound, a whole host of these heavenly beings filled the sky, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. And then they vanished back into the heavens, leaving the astonished shepherds once again bathed only by the moonlight.
Pause here until scene 5.
Anthony stood rooted to the ground as he heard the other shepherds talking. Angels! They must have been angels of the Lord. What should we do? Their voices washed over him as he realized his fear seemed to have melted away, and at that moment, what he felt was anticipation. The other shepherds felt it as well and said, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They left the sheep grazing on the hillside to go find this child. Never had Anthony felt so eager to enter town. He paid no heed to the fears that had filled him just days before, as he walked through the silent town searching for this Savior. His heart beat faster as he sensed they were growing nearer to this miraculous event.
Pause here until scene 6.
Finally, the shepherds rounded a corner and saw what they were looking for. A tiny baby surrounded by animals, wrapped in swaddling clothes, sleeping in a manger. In awe, they fell to their knees as they felt the presence of God among them. Anthony gazed in wonder at the sleeping child's beautiful face. "What's his name?" he asked in a small voice. The baby's mother smiled at him and said, "Jesus." And at the sound of the baby's name, Anthony felt joy flood his being. Jesus, Savior, Messiah, Deliverer. The joy was so great, there was no room for the fear, anger, and shame that had held him captive for so long. He was still a shepherd and would have to live with all that came with that. But he now understood that God knew him, loved him, and would walk with him all the days of his life. He heard the angel's voice, "Do not be afraid." And he knew at that moment that his life was forever changed.
Wow! Wouldn't it have been incredible to be there and see angels lighting up the night sky? I'm pretty sure I would have been afraid. But the angels came with good news of great joy for everyone. A child was born. But what good could a baby possibly do for Anthony? What good could a baby born over 2,000 years ago do for you? How is that supposed to calm your fears in 2020? Well, about 700 years before Jesus was born, a prophet named Isaiah foretold Jesus' birth when he wrote, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." The reason you don't have to be afraid is because God came among us. The Creator became like one of his creatures to save us. He saves us from the fear that we have no purpose, that we're alone, that ultimately no one cares. That baby, Jesus, teaches us that God cares, that he loves us. Jesus came to save us not only from fear, but from sin. Sin is what separates us from God. It's ignoring God and his ways. But just because you ignore God doesn't mean God ignores you. He loves us, and he sent his son Jesus not only to become one of us, to live among humans, but to die for our sin. Death could not keep Jesus. On the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead, showing us that he can raise us too. There are all kinds of things to be afraid of right now, but Jesus has come to deliver you from sin, fear, and death, and give you confidence to live in him. If you want to trust Jesus tonight, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me enough to send Jesus. Please forgive me for my sin. I believe that Jesus came to save me, that he died for me, and that you raised him from the dead. I want to live in the confidence of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. If you or a member of your family prayed that prayer, we want to celebrate with you, and we want to help you learn more about the life you have in Jesus. Would you text JOY to 413-300-6061? Or you can tell the person at the donation station at the end of the drive-thru that you prayed, and we have a free book just for you. Thanks for coming to A Bethany Christmas. For the past 45 years, Bethany has given a free Christmas gift to the Pioneer Valley in the form of our annual singing Christmas tree. While we weren't able to do that this year, we hope you enjoyed the drive-thru. While the drive-thru is absolutely free to you and your family, we do take a donation at the end. Those donations go to help us build schools for underprivileged kids in Latin America. Every year, we assemble a team to go down and build a school. The team members pay their own way, but you can help provide building materials for them to use once they get there. You received a couple of pictures of projects we've done in the past. Would you help make this next year's project a success by giving a generous donation? You can make your gift at the donation station at the end of this drive-thru, or you can scan the QR code on the back of your program to navigate to bethany-ag.org and give online. Thanks so much for coming. Tune in to the Q99.7 for some more great Christmas music. And Merry Christmas!